This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Wearable technology is the new thing, right? You got your Fitbits, those activity tracking bracelets. You got your Google Glass, and you got your biometric underpants. Yes, a hospital in Greece is using them to keep tabs on patients with COPD, the chronic lung disease. Apparently, sensor-loaded skivvies can measure heart rate, blood pressure, and breathing rates as well. Also, as Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports now from the health desk, they might cut costs, too.
There's a rule of thumb in the world of wearable technology. Fashion matters, unless the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation's Steve Downs says you're sick.
In the case of somebody who's discharged from the hospital, they may have a very strong motivation for putting on something that may or may not be comfortable.
In the case of the biometric underwear, whatever discomfort there is may be worth it. Patients leave the hospital sooner, are less likely to come back, and have fewer follow-ups, a path to lower costs and better health.
The promise of this technology is it allows you to have the data about how effective the treatment is so you can make the kind of adjustments to get the best outcome.
These tantalizing possibilities drive the rush into wearables. IHS Electronics and Media projects in just 3 years it could be a $60 million industry. But it's a tricky business, says Dr. Jesse Shantz, chief medical officer for Ohm Signal, which just introduced a line of workout shirts to monitor your heart and your breathing.
To be successful in this, you have to become commercially viable. To be commercially viable, you have to pick a narrow consumer segment and give them what they need.
The difficult question for consumers is, what do they need?
I think there's going to be a lot of chaos and a lot of cacophony until we figure this out.
Dr. Bob Wachter is a health professor at the University of California, San Francisco.
I'm particularly worried about your mom, who's 80 but fine, is in Boca, and here you are sitting in Philadelphia, and the sensor that she's wearing in her underpants, you know, shows that her heart rate just went out by 10 or 15. You know, what do you do?
Wachter expects Madison Avenue to pummel consumers with the idea that collecting real-time data helps you and your loved ones. But right now, it's the truly sick who may benefit the most from wearables. Fashion, be damned. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.